Hello, everyone. It's Gary Elwood with ProQuest Technologies. Welcome to today's call. We're really fortunate to have one of our really good clients with us today, John DeSmet from Matthews, North Carolina. And he's going to be sharing some of his experiences with the system and how it's helped him get listings in today's environment, which that's the name of the game in today's environment, is listings. And John is absolutely brilliant at using the system to his advantage in getting listings. Without any further ado, I'd like to welcome John DeSmet to the call. Welcome, John.
Gary, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here with you today.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to share with our audience some of the experiences you've had. And just to kind of give everybody a little bit of background so they can kind of get an idea of who you are and where you've come from, how long have you been in real estate? What got you started in real estate and transition from there to today and where you're at today and how things are working in your real estate business?
Sure, Gary, be glad to. I currently reside in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Been here about 7.5 years. I'm originally from Michigan, the Detroit area, a suburb by the name of Farmington Hills. I got my license in residential real estate the tail end of 2003. Did it part-time for about 6 months, jumped in full-time. I was with Keller Williams for about 10 years. I'm now with Wilkinson ERA here in the Charlotte area, who happens to be the fastest-growing real estate firm in the Carolinas and doing all kinds of great things. But I have been with ProQuest Technologies and your group, Gary, since my very first year in the business, and I've told this story literally dozens of times. It is my number one tool, item, confidant in my bag of tricks. In other words, if I was to disassemble all the ingredients of my current real estate business, ProQuest would be the last thing I would ever give up. I think it's a racehorse beyond description as far as what you can do with it, not only from the buyer's side in terms of inbound buyer inquiries, but how you can kind of turn it around and use it to a more advantageous position as a listing tool. And I'll get into that here momentarily. But long story short, I've used it in two states, actually in three states, North and South Carolina, and had nothing but a ball with it. I'm approaching 300 homes sold, and I left a pretty lucrative six-figure corporate position. I just got tired of traveling over the course of many, many years, and went into real estate full-time. Been doing that about 10.5 years now, and ProQuest has been with me the whole time. I took a 7-year stint where I was carrying dual careers, traveling, doing real estate on the side, and it was very difficult juggling two full-time careers, to say the least, but ProQuest has been with me every step of the way.
Well, I appreciate your kind words about the system, John, but one of the things I'd like to kind of zero in on real quick about what you've said, you've been with us since 2003, and a lot of agents out there view what we're doing in today's environment especially as it's something that's sort of old school and that sort of thing. That's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the call, because you're doing such terrific things with it in today's environment. The other day when we were talking, you mentioned you had taken 9 listings as a result of the system, and you started to tell the story. And that's, of course, when we scheduled this call, because I wanted you to articulate that so that other agents could hear it, that this is a tool that's functioning with great effectiveness in today's environment. This whole notion of it being old school is really, it's a misnomer, when the fact is, you use it like a razor sharp edge to nail listing after listing. Would you mind sharing a little bit about that, like we were talking about the other day?
Yeah, not at all, Gary. I can tell you right up front, I think the system, particularly with the voice activation option, is now more valuable than ever before. When I started with you back 10, 11 years ago, Gary, it was, and this is in Michigan, where you're wrestling with 6 feet of snow and riders that are blowing all over people's front yards, blowing off the top of your panel signs and whatnot. I started there kind of in the archaic stages and had a great degree of success with the concept even back in those days, and now have kind of polished my skills a little bit better, again, using it and emphasizing it as a listing tool. With the voice activation option, I think this vehicle, this tool is more valuable now than ever before. In this part of the country, we're going through a set of challenges here that I've never faced before. Maybe it's because I'm originally from Michigan, a very, very hard hit economic area, and still is. But down here in Charlotte, there is so little inventory that there are agents actually canvassing neighborhoods, actually asking, pleading with people if they have any interest in the next year of possibly selling, just to have an early possibility of a lead of a seller, of a listing. So in a lot of the neighborhoods in the Charlotte area, listings are gone in less than a week. Multiple offers are very common. There's still a few sluggish areas that are climbing out of the older economy, but I'm on my third flip of inventory, as I say, for the year, and I've only been back doing this full-time for about 9.5 weeks, and I've already got 11 new listings since then, since I left my corporate job.
Nice. So to recap what you just said there, John, you're in a highly competitive market. The listing inventory is thin. The competition is fierce. And you're picking up listings as a result of using the tools and what you're doing and how you've integrated into what you're doing. And you're doing it with great effectiveness. In 9 weeks, you've got 11 new listings. Let's talk a little bit more about those and how they came about.
Sure. I got a couple of stories here, Gary, you may enjoy, just from in the last 6 to 8 months, to give you an idea. Now, these are two buyer side stories, and then I'm going to get right into the listing side of it, if I may, with you for a moment.
Sure.
Public Supermarkets, who's based out of Florida, is rapidly expanding into the Charlotte, North Carolina market. They're going to build about 25 some odd stores here in the next 2 years. And that's a pretty big entity in a metropolitan area that's completely supermarket saturated already. So lo and behold, about 6 months ago, I'm sitting home on a Sunday night with my family, watching football, what have you, just kind of laying low. And here goes my phone. It's on ProQuest call. Well, long story short, it's a lady calling me from Birmingham, Alabama. And I get obviously a lot of calls from out of state utilizing your system. And it's a blast. I mean, you don't know where people are calling from, but they all are interested in buying a home. So this lady begins to explain to me that her and her husband's an executive with Public Supermarkets. They currently reside in Alabama. And they just found out they have to move to Charlotte ASAP. He's going to be the new regional director of this area, overseeing all the development of these new 25 locations they're building ground up. So she told me a little bit about who they were, what they were looking for. I literally picked them up at the airport in Charlotte the following weekend. They now live in a neighborhood called Providence Hills here in Matthews, which is a very highly desirable, highly thought of neighborhood in the area. And they called off one of my ProQuest numbers on one of my postings of a listing I had, ironically, on the other end of town, and they really had no idea what Charlotte was about, what was where, just typical relocation stuff. So,
what a terrific client to pick up, too. Somebody that has such a strong center of influence that, my gosh, how much more business is going to transpire out of that relationship that originated with a simple conversation over our MVR system. I mean, that relationship that has multiple transactions coming after it, that's fantastic.
Yeah, from one call, Gary, just from saying hello to one phone call. And what's ironic is she called me about 9:30 on a Sunday night, which is Central Time in Birmingham, Alabama, which is 10:30 over here in Charlotte. We're on Eastern Time. And when the voice activation kicked it over to me live, and I said, hi, this is John from Wilkinson ERA. How can I help? She was so astounded that somebody answered the phone on a Sunday night, she was speechless for about 5 seconds. And I had to kind of coax her into the conversation.
Sure.
So long story short, he's the director of this region for Public Supermarkets. Couldn't be happier with the home they live in. And they've since referred me to 3 or 4 other clients, 2 of which we've already sold homes for. And the next 2 are coming up here this fall. One's a buyer, one's a potential listing and a buyer. And the irony is we're sitting at the closing. And the sellers were moving, I think, to Texas or something. And these folks obviously came in from Alabama to Charlotte. And the one wife says to the other wife across the closing table, excuse me, if you don't mind me asking you, how did you find Providence Hills? Or how did you know to move into this area? Because it's so highly thought of. I'm just curious how you got wind of it. And she goes, oh, simple. John's system. He's got this number that voice activates 24 hours a day. And I talked to John on a Sunday night. I was just completely blown away. He even answered the call. So we started a conversation that went on for the next week or so. We came into Charlotte. John picked us up, and he showed us all around. And without that system, we never would have found John, let alone known anything or found anything with any degree of easiness in the Charlotte area. So she was a ringing postcard right at the closing table, Gary.
That is just awesome. Let me clarify a couple of things for those who might be listening to this. You took a call on a Sunday evening, but just so everyone listening is aware, that's not the typical interaction with the system. Yes, there will be the occasional call or calls that come in the evening type of thing. I don't want to give our listeners the idea that you're prospecting at 10:30 on Sunday nights. It's one of those things where you just...
Call.
Yeah, it was an inbound call because our system is geared around generating the inbound call as opposed to you making the outbound prospecting call. Not that that's not an important component as well. I'm an advocate for outbound prospecting as well, but the reality is inbound conversations are so much more productive and so much more valuable that you're sitting at home on a 9:30 or 10:30 on a Sunday evening watching football and the call comes in. It's not as if it was some owner's task to pick up the phone and answer and help the person. The idea with prospecting on an outbound basis, prospecting becomes a grind. It becomes this energy depleting thing where when you're taking the call on a Sunday evening, you just open the door to a relationship that's going to yield multiple transactions. And it was probably an energizing conversation. By the time you are done, there's this enthusiasm and feeling about, gee, am I ever glad I answered the phone at 10:30 on a Sunday night? The main thing here is I just want everybody to understand that calls will come at various times. Most of the calls come between anywhere from 4 to 8 in the evening, typically not that many later. Just happened to be that one came in late and you're in a relaxed position to be able to answer the phone and it turns into this terrific relationship for you. Now, you mentioned you had another experience you were wanting to share.
Just recently, as this summer, Gary, you may enjoy this one as well. I get a call one day, I think it was an afternoon on a typical weekday. A lady says to me, John, my name is so-and-so. I was wondering, my husband and I would like to have you come out Saturday and meet with us. And we've been preparing and we're ready to list our house. We've got to move to Florida. We'd like you to come out and list our house. Well, obviously I'd be delighted to, and conversation went real well. Took down my initial notes and went out and met with them, took the listing. And as I'm kind of packing up, I said, folks, would you mind if I ask you, how did you come by me? Did you get referred or how did you know of me before you reached out to me the other day? And without hesitation, she says, simple, John, you don't know this, but about 6 or 8 months ago, we called on one of your other listings and we called that system you have. And my husband was just kind of curious about a certain neighborhood, about a certain home he drove by. And we saw one of your signs and we saw how you have this 24-hour automated information line built right into your custom design sign, which is another thing I want to talk more about, Gary. So we were in the car, like driving home from church or something, and we called your automated line, punched in this 4-digit code, and you answered the phone almost on command. It went through you had like a greeting or a recording of some sort, and boom, next thing we know, we're on the phone live with you. And we were so astounded that there was somebody there, and then you proceeded to answer any and all questions we had on that house, that when we hung up, my husband just was left scratching his head to the point, says, you know what, when we list our home, I want that guy because he is incredibly on his game.
Wow.
And he's working 7 days a week taking calls, and so that's where that call came from, Gary.
The funny part about that, that is fantastic. I chuckle because his comment, you're working 7 days a week, but on the backside, on the flip side back here, what you're doing is you're answering a handful of calls a day. I mean, it's what, 5, 10 calls maybe on really peak days. It's not like the guy says you're working 7 days a week. And in reality, you're just fielding a few phone calls and having pleasant, meaningful conversations with these inbound leads because it's an inbound process. And see, I really want to emphasize something here that's just, we say this over and over and over again to agents. And for whatever reason, they have a mental block about it, but it was the drive-by prospect. The prospect was driving by one of your listings, called, said yes for pricing, you were on the line, and they were astounded. 6 months later, they list with you. The thing about this, and we pound this in the agents over and over and over again, over 20% of drive-by prospects are prospective sellers, listing opportunities. It's the most underappreciated, undervalued prospect in the entire real estate universe, bar none. These people are in their cars out driving around. They pick up the phone, they call. They're interested in a home, but they have a home they have to sell first.
Exactly.
Or it's a neighbor down the street, and they're curious what the neighbor's selling for because they're thinking about selling too. And these sellers come at all stages of listing development. You'll find many of those drive-by prospects are right now listing opportunities. They're listings. I've had agents take a sign, what they thought was a buyer call off the sign like you did, and 2 days, 3 days, 4 days later, they're down the street listing the neighbor's property, and they got a listing contract in hand from a drive-by prospect that everyone else out there is saying, that's a buyer lead. No, it's not, folks. It's a seller lead. It's one of the most valuable, hottest commodities out there, bar none. And the beauty of a drive-by, that drive-by listing prospect, is it's typically in the segments of the market that are thin on inventory but are moving fast. So it's like the golden ticket. Like that prospect that you had right there. You know, they're in that sweet spot of the market, and they're calling, and again, if they think you're working 7 days a week, you know, you're working your fingers to the bone, when in reality you're answering the call, you know, answering the phone 3 or 4 times a day and having a good conversation with folks. And so but again, I just, the main emphasis there is the drive-by prospect is gold. It's not just a buyer, folks. It's a seller opportunity, and the antenna has always got to be up for that seller lead. But let's transition into, if you don't mind, John, if you got any other nuggets you want to share in there, by all means, I don't want to cut you off. But let's transition from when the call comes in and sort of how you position it and how you tee it up. Because one of the things in our discussions I've found about you is you're particularly skillful at setting up the conversation in such a way that it moves those people to you in a very effective fashion. I mean, not only are you, you know, answering the phone and making yourself available and doing the things that really every agent should do, you know, but unfortunately many don't, you're serving the customer well by giving them the, you know, immediate attention that they're looking for. But you also, again, you're very skillful at how you tee this up. Would you mind sort of going down that path and sort of sharing it? Because when we talked the other day, you said you'd taken 9 listings. Now it's 11 listings now. And you said they're all, you know, essentially a result of the system and how you position it. Would you mind sharing a little bit about how you do that?
Yeah, not at all, Gary. Delighted to. I made a short list of some things. I'm going to kind of rapid fire here with you, and then feel free to pick them apart, stop, you know, and just kind of drill down deeper on any and all of this any way you see fit, okay?
Okay, sure.
One of the things, and you mentioned prospecting, the quote-unquote drudgery of it a few minutes ago, and what goes with that. Well, just getting back from a full-time career where I'm still trying to basically restart a pipeline of contacts, right? Mm-hmm. I've never been opposed to grabbing a stack of expireds or frisbos and sitting down for a couple hours and just locking in and hammering the phone.
Sure.
So one of the challenges we have over here right now is with so low inventory, if by small chance an expired pops up, there's 25 agents, maybe 30 or 40, by noon the first day it expires, calling or on the front porch of that house that expires.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's that cut and dry. Now, for sale by owners, you know, they're selling them on their own right now because the market's that strong here, where 3-4 years ago, you couldn't give it away. So
right. One
of the things I run into, and this is another, probably a day-long conversation about how to prospect frisbos and expireds, and I cut my teeth with frisbos. I started in this industry in an area in Farmington Hills, Michigan. I was surrounded by huge producing mega teams that could outspend anybody, outmarket anybody, and just they were so far ahead of the rest of us that I went the other way just to kind of cut my teeth in the business. I grabbed the for sale by owner and expired crowd and kind of whatever you want to call it. Some people look at that as low-hanging fruit, but I think there's some real silver lining to hidden gold there if you prospect those properly. So let me give you a couple things here, Gary. If I get somebody on the phone and they say, well, listen, John, thanks for calling, but I've already talked to 8 realtors today. I'm kind of wore out. You can't possibly have anything different than any of these other 8 realtors, could you? So I'm in a deflectionary mode there on that question right up, you know, right from the hip over the phone. So I've got to be quick enough on my feet to keep him on the phone, because what am I trying to get here? An appointment, right?
Right.
Before he hangs up on me. So I'll say, well, sir, I completely understand that. Over here in Charlotte, most of the neighborhoods are so low on inventory, it's a little rare to see any home as nice as yours expire. He says, yeah, well, whatever. Our other agent was asleep at the wheel. We couldn't get anything done. And, you know, they always blame the other agent, right?
Sure.
I say, well, let me ask you this. I won't keep you, but how would you like to have first crack at any buyer prospect for a home like yours? And then I hear typically a 5-second dead silence because I caught him off guard with that one, right? He'll say, well, what do you mean? And I'll say, well, I have what we call a buyer capturing system. And this is so state of the art that a lot of the other agents in the area have either not picked up on it or not followed through to utilize it in an attempt to capture your ideal buyer for your home. Really? Well, how do you do that? And I said, well, it starts with what I call the perfected use of a 24-hour automated information line. So the drive is to get a listing appointment. May I show you this in person, how this works? I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised as to what you see here. You follow me so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so watch this. I'm at the house at a listing appointment, and we can unravel this in a moment if you want. So I'm at the kitchen table with a husband and wife. Okay, John, we promised you 20 minutes here. What can you possibly show us? You know, they've already got the negative attitude. Mm-hmm. And I'll go through my initial, here's who I am, here's who I'm with, here's what I've been doing. Now, I promised you on the phone I was going to show you a system that you have not yet seen that I think you're going to really enjoy. Do either of you have your cell phone handy? Yeah, John, it's right here. Okay. Mind if I put on a little demonstration here for you? I'm going to take out my cell phone here, too. Now, as I'm doing this, Gary, I'm opening my portfolio, and the first thing I show them is one of my custom-designed signs. You may recall me emailing you pictures of this.
Yeah.
I'll say, folks, this is one of my signs that would hypothetically sit out in front of your home. Now, notice my cell phone's on it, and then, even more important, notice up on the top one-third of the sign, I have a built-in 24-hour automated information line with a 4-digit code. Yeah, what's that about, John? I've never seen anything like that before. Usually it's just the, you know, the office number and the maybe the agent number. What's this automated information line? Well, I'll tell you what happens, sir. When we list a home, first thing we do is set up this number and assign a 4-digit extension code to your home. So we don't know where your buyer prospects are going to come from and where they may see your home. It could be internet, it could be MLS. They could drive by and grab one of my flyers. They could get it from a referring agent to happen to see it on an advertisement, you know, what have you. So what happens is we set up this number, and any buyer, whether they're in California or Texas or Michigan or right next door to you here in Charlotte, can hear all about your home 7 days, 24 hours a day. And what happens then, they can learn some more details about it. What I'm going to do then is say, can I show you via a live demonstration how this works? Sure. So what I do, Gary, is this. I don't tell them what's about to happen. So my phone is sitting right in front of them. I've gone back to the old school ways here, okay? So follow this. I put my phone right in the middle of the kitchen table where they both can see it. I said, sir, if you'd be so kind, let's pretend the three of us, your wife and yourself and me, are buyers. And we're coming down here from Michigan to Charlotte, and we just got wind of your home that just went on the market, and let's pretend the three of us are buyers, and we see this 24-hour automated information line, we can call and hear about the home. okay, fine, John. I said, so if you'd be so kind, dial 706, blah, 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 and then you're going to hear my recording, and I'll tell you what to do. So on comes my greeting, my ProQuest greeting, which has never changed in 10 years, okay? And then I have them punch in my four-digit code. They'll go through the, and I'm doing it the new way, Gary, not the old way, and I'm doing the new way. So what happens is they don't know what's about to happen. So they're kind of ear attentive to hearing about the house, hearing about the neighborhood. Is it full brick? Is it four bedrooms? And then, bing, I got this high-pitched, you know, here comes my first text. And I immediately point right at the phone in the middle of the recording. I say, see, there's your buyer. And they look at me with a startled look. And then they look at kind of, I get all kinds of reactions, as you kind of imagine. And then I'll motion to them, okay, let's let it play through. So we'll finish the recording. I'll say, okay, thank you very much. Let's click it off. And then I'll pick up my phone, and I'll show them the first text. And I'll say, sir, do you recognize that phone number? And without fail, it's, honey, look it, he's got my phone number on that recording. Now I'll say, folks, it's amazing that is, just to give you an idea, it's going to ring two more times here. And you know how you get those two other follow-up rings?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, here's what's happening. We don't know where your buyer's prospects are going to come from, right? But you essentially just got first crack at this buyer prospect before any of your competition of competing homes or my competition of competing listing agents gets wind that this buyer's even shaking the bushes. And by then, they're so flustered, they've never even seen anything before like this. So then it's just how you wrap up the ribbon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I said, the process is basically the same, whether this is an $850,000 luxury waterfront home or a $125,000 little starter home ranch, the process is exactly the same. So what happens, I'm going to deviate here. Am I going too fast, Gary?
No, you're just fine, John. Keep going.
Okay. So watch this. Here's what most agents are going to do. They're going to put your home in the MLS, maybe a website or two, depending on which firm they're with, and maybe some flyers, brochures out in front of the house, maybe not inside the house, and that's fine. And that's what we do, all of that too. But what happens then, the challenge comes, you get to a point with your agent where you have to sit back and hope and pray the phone rings to get showings, which will hopefully lead to quality pre-qualified showings that hopefully will lead to an offer or two. Well, with my system, we've got all that already going, but with this number, we're talking to these buyer prospects before you or any of your competition even knows they're looking. So we're pre-qualifying this, and with my iPhone, I've got two lenders tied in that are getting the same tied in inbound call. And when we get buyer prospects, I have every one of these inbound calls pre-qualified the next day by two local lenders that I use exclusively, and they report back to me with every inbound call, which ones are qualified to certain price points and which ones we may want to just refer out. So we're doing all this digging behind the scenes to find you and your wife your best possible buyer for your home. So when we get them to your front door, we know by then they're ready to play ball with us and are well qualified to do so. You follow me so far?
Mm-hmm. I'm following you, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what happens is when I do this little demo, and we went through a few years, Gary, remember before we had the voice activation, it's so easy to overthink this in terms of, well, you got to explain the technology of how it works and how it captures. And we've got so many lines going, and it's so easy to immediately lose that seller. I don't even know what this guy's talking about. He's talking so fast. So I dummy it down now. I'm going back to the old school where I literally just set the phone down in the middle of the kitchen table. I don't tell them what it's about to happen, and then they see the phone go off as they're listening to my recording. It blows them away. It blows them away. I just had a meeting 2 weeks ago with one of the prominent exclusive builders in Charlotte, right off Providence Road here in Providence Arbor Subdivision. He goes, man, I wish I'd have met you 4 or 5 years ago when the economy was tough. I couldn't sell a spec home to to save my soul. And if I'd have had that, I could have had so many more buyer prospects calling into you every week. Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of reaction, you know, I'm getting. So what it is, in other words, we do everything a normal agent does, but then this is going to get so far above and beyond the normal levels of inquiries. You're a leg up on every buyer, every listing agent, and every home you're competing against. And they absolutely love it. And what I basically say is, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, I know you're disappointed that your listing expired, but what you really need is an agent that's really going to hunker down and work your listing. Am I correct? Oh, yeah, John, we never even heard from our last agent. It'd be a couple months at a time and not even a phone call. I said, sir, if you can imagine, I'm on this 7 days a week because when my phone rings, I drop everything. We don't know where your buyer is going to come from. Could be from drive-by and seeing my sign in front of your home. It could be from one of my flyers. It could be from my website. It could be internet-based, like a tagline off an e-property site. We don't know. So what I do is cast as wide a net as possible in fully exposing your home to every possible real estate venue and invite any buyer prospect to call my automated information line anytime they want, day or night, and usually unless it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'll make them laugh. I'll say, yeah, I used to get out of bed at 3 a.m. to take a call, but my wife won't let me anymore. She balls me out. So now I wait till 6:30 when I get up, and that could be your buyer right there. And by then, they're scratching their head, Gary. They're like, I've never seen anything like this.
See, there's a couple things I'd like to kind of clarify here as you're going through the description, John. I really want to disconnect from the actual technology for a moment because, like you said, it's not when you start to explain technology to the seller, you get the glazed over look. You right. don't need to give them the technical piece of it because the call to action is for recorded information 24 hours a day or automated information 24 hours a day. That's the piece that takes away the prospect sales resistance and gets them to respond. But what's so engaging about what you're doing is you're physically involving the seller. Typically, most presentations are take the tour of the house, talk to the sellers, they tell you things, there's this discussion, and then the agent presents their features and benefits, essentially their flip chart or whatever of what them and their company does. It's a very passive kind of explanation of their services where you're engaging them physically. You're getting them to have their phone. They're hearing a description. They're saying yes for pricing. Your phone goes off. You're answering it. And you're talking to them from 6 feet away. And then you're explaining the implications of how that's going to give them first crack at all these buyers that are out there shaking the bushes that other agents aren't even aware of yet. And you're painting this right. whole picture and you're articulating it such a way, but you're engaging them so fully. You're bringing an element of surprise to the presentation that they have not seen before. When they're looking at their phone number, it's totally out of the blue. They're not expecting to see their phone number on your phone. And it's one of those, it's such a startling thing. The other thing, what's kind of funny, is you can actually tell them before they dial, say, hit *67 to block caller ID. And what's funny is when you're showing them that text, oh, by the way, is this that phone number you just blocked?
Because,
but that's the capture piece of this. Really, what I want to emphasize more than the capture, which we've been doing call capture since 1995. The new, more relevant, important piece of this in today's environment is it doesn't matter how many leads you have. When you call people back, they're not answering their phones like they used to. Your calls go to voicemail. They avoid the callback. That's why we transition from lead capture to let's pipe that call through for a live conversation as many times as we possibly can. And we created this voice activated element that gets 9 out of 10 people to say yes. And you can have that live conversation immediately as opposed to capture lead, follow up, chase prospects, and talking the voicemail. You can actually answer the phone and have a live conversation the moment they inquire, like your call on Sunday night where you answered the phone. You weren't chasing a lead. You were just answering the phone and taking an inbound call because this process created an inbound call. But back to the listing presentation and it's how you're nailing it with that seller is you're bringing an element of surprise. You're engaging them physically. You're bringing it's something they have not seen before. And then you're dumbing it down and articulating it in the most important terms. what does it mean to them? It's not about the technology. It's not about you and your company. It's not about, you know, all of the gazillions of dollars of real estate you've sold or any of that type of thing. It's what's important to them. And you're bringing it right back to, I'm going to give you first crack at people who are interested in a home exactly like yours. We're going to reach these people before any of the competition. You're articulating it in a clear way, and then you're demonstrating with just precision exactly how you're going to do that. It's not just a bunch of puffery. Agents go in and they talk, oh, we do this, we do this, we do that, we do this. And the seller's sitting there thinking, wow, this is just the same puffy crap I heard from the agent before you. And you're saying, I'm going to give you first crack at the best buyers possible, the most interested prospects in your home. Here, now let me show you exactly how I do it. And so you close the entire loop and you go, bam, and they're just, they're floored. And see, that's the thing that really is so powerful about what you're doing. And it's sort of version 3.0 of our listing presentation. It's been through multiple iterations. And in today's environment, it's so uncommon and it's so unusual that that seller, again, they're floored by it the way you tee it up. And now, I mean, you bat 1,000 in listing point practically. I mean, you probably turned down a few listings that you don't want because they're unrealistic on price or there's not sufficient seller motivation or whatever the case might be. But the fact is, virtually every listing you want to take, you're like taking a sledgehammer to a tiny little nail, and it's all over.
Well, you know what's funny, Gary, about a comment, and then I got to ask you a question. It's funny you just mentioned batting 1,000. Well, being an old baseball player, I pitched for 17 years, right? What I say to them is I'm wrapping up and they get the gist of what just transpired with the automated voice activation, right? Mm-hmm. I'll look at them and say, now, folks, do me a favor. I'm a marketing guy. I've got two assistants, one my lovely wife that takes care of all my internet and all my administrative skills, so I can be out here with clients like you, spending waning moments of every day and night figuring out how I'm most wisely going to market your home. So being an old ball player, let me ask you this. Do you think this system is going to give me a lot more at-bats in finding your dream buyer for your home than the typical agent? And then I just shut up. And then they look at each other, look at me and says, oh, by a mile, John, you got them cold. I say, thanks. I was just hoping that you'd see that, and I think you did, so thank you for that. And then I go like this. Now, think about this. We're in Matthews, North Carolina, nice suburb of Charlotte, right? This is one of the top five of people moving into this area anywhere in the United States for the last 10 years. Union County has doubled its population in 6.5 years, and there's reasons for it. So with the inventory this low, there's only so many buyers for every home and only so many homes for every buyer. How many times already this summer have we heard a listing just went up for sale 2 days ago and it sold in 48 hours? Well, how would you like to be 3 or 4 or 5 other out-of-town buyers that saw it on the internet and couldn't get down here from Ohio or Pennsylvania fast enough to even see it, and it was already sold? So in this case, with only so many buyers that can match up with so few sellers, I'm getting first crack quicker and more effectively than any other agent. Whether you have an $800,000 home or a $120,000 home, the process is still the same. So while I'm on the phone, I've been doing this enough years and use this system, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. I know what buzz questions to ask, so within usually 30 to 60 seconds, we can tell if this is a viable candidate for your home. Otherwise, if it's not, if the shoe doesn't fit, we quickly refer them elsewhere. Or, you know, we go into kind of plan B, but I'm here to sell your home first, Mr. and Mrs. Seller. And they just eat that up, Gary.
See, the thing I think you zero in on that makes such an impact on the seller that they fully grasp and understand, sellers get this. They understand that the key is you're interacting with that prospective buyer and having a real, live, meaningful conversation. They hear other agents come in there, blah, 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 blah. I've got 100 leads. I've got a database of 9,000 leads. I've got all this. I've got leads. Well, when you come in there, you're going at it differently. You're saying, I'm going to isolate the most important prospect in the real estate universe, the one who's most likely to buy your home, and I'm going to have a quality conversation that engages them and has them interested in your home, just like we began our conversation. And the seller fully grasps that. They get it, that it's about you talking to prospective buyers, getting them excited about their home, and then showing them their home and proceeding down the path. It's not about how much glamour or how many wonderful glamour shots an agent has on billboards or signs. It's about a buyer who's most likely going to buy their home, you engaging them and getting them excited about the prospects of buying their home. Sellers get it. Sellers get it when it's articulated the way you articulate it. That's the key in this sequence. You hammer it home in such a perfect fashion that they fully get it. And when the light bulb goes off, the listing's yours. It's game over.
Yeah.
And I mean,
what
you
was
look
interesting,
at your
Gary, you know, about 3 weeks ago, I'm going to guess, I had 3 listing appointments on 1 week, you know, let's say in a 4 or 5 day period. Mm-hmm. And we had some storm damage over here, you know, before that hurricane hit. 2 weeks before, we had a real violent storm, and mm-hmm. I had a little bit of storm damage. So I got to talking to one of these contractors. Come to find out, he and his wife are getting ready to sell their home over in Monroe, which is a little community about 10 minutes from Matthews here. Mm-hmm. So I went over and showed him and his wife everything you and I just talked about, live at their kitchen table. 2 days later, I was over off Providence Road in an $800,000 neighborhood, and this guy's the CEO of two different, you know, Fortune 500 level companies. I mean, this guy's way, way up there, okay? Mm-hmm. The third one was kind of a 250 to 280 two-story home type neighborhood, kind of a move-up community mm-hmm. over in a community called Harrisburg, which is just above Matthews here. So three different audiences, and the key thing is here is the first one spoke very, very limited English. They were from Venezuela, spoke very little English, but when I showed them the phone and they could understand enough about the phone and how this worked and how his cell phone, mm-hmm. when you dial that number and showed him what happened then on my phone, him and his wife lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yep.
And then the Fortune 500 guy, he got just as big out of kick out of it because he looked at it like, honey, this guy John's got something because it's so hard for us to find a qualified buyer. We want $849,900 for this house. And so far, you know, 8 out of the first showings have candidly said, we can't get there. We can only get to maybe $750,000. And John's got a way to qualify him before they even get to the front door.
Well, and he knows you're talking to him, too. That's the key.
Exactly.
What's the typical experience when an agent calls when a prospect out there calls an agent? They hardly even get a call back. I mean, it's the darndest thing. Agents don't answer their phones anymore, and they don't call people back. It's unbelievable what the average experience is out there for buyers and sellers in the marketplace. When they call, the follow-up is so pathetic that when you're showing them how this thing works and how you're instantly engaging them and in a conversation, it doesn't matter. Like you said, it doesn't matter if it's a $100,000 home or an $800,000 home. The seller immediately grasps a benefit in that and just they want it. It's game over. And it's not about the technology. It's about the conversation. It's about talking to people when the phone rings, like your 10:30 call on a Sunday night. Answer the phone, talk to people. And gosh, look how many transactions are coming from that. Now, are there any other, I mean, gosh, you've shared a ton of really good stuff here too. I really do appreciate you taking
one other thing, and I'll let you go, Gary, because you know me well enough. I'll go on with you for another hour, but I know we don't have the time, but you just hit on something that here's a knockout punch in the discussion. And you brought up something that's so valuable. When you say, have you ever noticed how poor agents are at returning a call or getting back to you? I have this discussion down here in sunny Charlotte about every week. And I mm-hmm. and what I do is I lead with humility. And I go, folks, I have to apologize about something. And they look at me like, well, what is it? We don't even know you, right? So now I got them curious. I have to apologize. And I kind of tilt my head a certain way, maybe turn a little red in the face, and I go, I'm from up north, okay? I'm from Michigan, and it's kind of a blue-collar mentality. Everything, one way or the other, is involved with the automotive industry, right? So I was in a community called Farmington Hills. Have you noticed down here, because I've been here 7.5 years, and I'm still struggling with something, and now they're like, well, what? I say, the real estate offices around here close at 5 o'clock, and they're closed all weekend. And they're like, John, it's funny you bring that up. Drives me nuts. I can never get a hold of my agent. I said, well, get this. I do about 85% of my business after 5 and all weekends. Here we are at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon talking about selling your house because it's the time you've got off, the time I've gladly made time for you. I'd rather be on a golf course or watching football with my son or something, but your home is more important. Now, having said that, up north where I'm from originally, the real estate office is open at 8 and they close at 9 every evening. On the weekends, they're maybe a little lighter, maybe 9:30 to about 3, especially on Sundays. So down here, this system I have with this 24-hour automated information line, right, is set up where I can take a call daytime or evening or weekday or weekend day. If that's your ideal buyer prospect or a buyer prospect for your home, I'm ready there to catch them. We never miss a single inquiry. Now, what will happen, Gary, is I'm in a listing presentation. What if my phone calls goes off and I don't want to interrupt the dialogue? I'll say, Mr. Seller, guess what? You see that call coming in? Judy, my lovely wife, is taking that call because she knows I'm in a more important meeting here with you and your wife right now discussing your home. Beautiful. And they are blown away. I say, I never miss a single inquiry. I go even better. My wife used to get mad at me because if my phone would ring her 2 or 3 in the morning, I would jump out of bed and answer the call, okay? And she said, honey, you're getting too old for that. You got to knock that off. So regularly, without fail, I may have 2 or 3 calls waiting for me when I get up at 6:30 every morning. And you know who that is? It's an airline pilot flying in from out of town over here to Charlotte Douglas. It's a fireman getting off shift. A nurse coming out of the hospital. She works midnights. They may be all be candidates to buy and list their home. Nobody even gives that any thought. So when they're calling you for it, you got 80% of it an advantage over everybody else. So anyway, just wanted to share that.
That's awesome, John. One thing I do want to circle back to again, though, just real quick before we wrap up, is you talk about you're available 7 days a week. You're taking the calls. You never miss a call. There are times where you don't take the call or you can't take the call, like in the listing appointment or you're at church or whatever, and the system will take care of it for you. Essentially, what you're doing is you're positioning the system as it's a 7-day-a-week workhorse for you, 24 hours a day, that's never going to miss a call, and I'm going to make sure I take care of everything. Again, the 10:30 call on a Sunday night is an uncommon experience. And like you say, in the old days, you were rolling out at 3 in the morning to take these calls. I'm not suggesting that anybody listen to this call that you should roll out of bed at 3 a.m. to take a call. You got to have a work-life balance. But the key here is when they're inbound calls, the way we help you generate them, they're far more productive. They're 10 times as productive as chasing a lead from the internet or wherever that you call and talk to their voicemail 7 times before you give up on bothering. Of course, that's not even the average agent. The average agent doesn't follow up in general. But the reality is that whole other process out there that's generated of capture leads, follow up, chase them, leave voicemail, it's becoming a slippery slope that's getting worse by the day. And what we've done is we've engineered a process that pipes the call straight through for the live conversation. And that's how John's able to exploit this thing and take it to a whole new place where he's batting 1,000 on all of his listing appointments. But there's some subtlety to really appeal to today's prospect. Today's prospects are different. They have the internet. They have all these tools they can search with. But the way we engage them is by leveraging those expectations, by using psychological triggers that get them to key in on the important piece and get them to respond to you. That's why agents are averaging 10 to 12 calls per listing per month in most markets. A hot market like yours, it's probably even more. But it's one of those things where, yeah, and so it's like the call volume substantial, and where agents, it's so funny when I get an agent that says, that stuff doesn't work anymore. It's like, oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, call me.
I'm thinking our agents are probably glad you think that because they prefer to have the advantage. It's fine. You just keep thinking that. Our clients are happy you're thinking that because the fact is this thing is killing it when agents are using it the way you're using it. And with this call, you can download the call and listen to it a couple of times, take some notes, because John gave some language in the call that I would suggest that you pen it out and you sort of script it a teeny bit and practice it and get sort of the flow of what he's doing with it to be able to really nail it the way he does in a listing appointment. But again, okay, we're kind of running a touch short on time here, John. I do deeply appreciate you taking the time to share with our audience here today. And at this point, do you have any other last minute comments you'd like to throw in before we button up?
All I can tell you, Gary, I think at this point in time that the ProQuest system is as much or more valuable today than it was 8-10 years ago, without fail.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that. We're working hard on this side of it to continue to evolve the process to meet the needs of the environment today. It's just that we got to get kind of the blinders off of the technology piece of this. It's not the technology that's important. It's the conversation and how you position things and how you work this thing through the pipeline. Our technology enables it and our marketing enables it. But it's really the key is the conversation and how you're doing things. And again, John, I really appreciate you taking the time to share with us today. And for everybody else on the call here, that's going to do it for today's call. And we'll look forward to talking with you soon. Take care.
Early spring, I started doing this, and this goes back to our market here. There's so little inventory, and, you know, 25 agents are hounding every possible listing prospect, right? So mm-hmm. I kind of went backwards, like you say. I said, now here's what a normal agent is going to do, because I've prefaced all this, and I've prefaced over and over, okay, this guy says he's got something different. I don't believe it, but let's let him come over. Honey, let's let him talk to us. This guy says he's got something different, and let's let him come over and say his piece. So I cut right to a chase by saying, now here's what most agents are going to do. MLS, a website or two, maybe not flyers, brochures, maybe some print media, what have you. And then you're at the mercy of hoping and praying the phone rings. Have you noticed that? Oh, yeah. So I just diffused about four objections right off the bat, because what does a normal listing presentation consist of, Gary? Okay, here comes a nice new agent, all full of enthusiasm and vigor. We're going to put your home, Mr. Seller, in the MLS. We're going to put your home in our company website. And then I'm going to have some colored brochures drawn up just for your house only. And they're half asleep by the time I get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just knocked all those bowling pins down before they even had a chance to knock me down. And I said, okay, now you want to see something serious? Here it is.